definitely something that I thought I would have to do, I guess, amongst a million other things that we have to do with our children. It wasn't something that I thought would be necessary until two incidences happened at, you know, my child's school and kind of flagged me to kind of be like, okay, I need some advocacy support and just to understand like my rights. And then kind of that's where the journey began into, you know, I could definitely make a submission into the Royal Disability Commission. I had heard about other royal commissions, but never this one specifically. So that kind of was the start of it all.
Were you a bit daunted by making a submission to the Royal Commission?
Yeah, I think like anything that's unknown, you don't know what to expect. So you're going to have those reservations and anxieties, and especially with privacy and not knowing like what could come of it. So definitely speaking up was a process, but definitely much needed when you're having to advocate for your child or for someone you're caring for and their you know, basic human rights.
And was having an advocate helpful? How did you find out about that and make that process happen?
Yeah, extremely helpful. Definitely having somebody who understands the full scope and scale of like legal areas, and just someone who understands, you know, your rights, your child's, you know, options in this area.
Walking through the process, yeah, a bit as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, having somebody to support me along the way with, you know, writing up a submission. You know, for me, it was definitely just sitting down, having a conversation, and having a support person just listening, and then typing everything up as we go, and then, you know, later coming back and, you know, adjusting things. But that process for me worked for me and actually made it all possible. I don't think I could have done it without her.
What about the actual giving a private submission? Was that a rewarding process for you?
Yes, having to go in and sit down with the commissioner, definitely, it's not worth to say, but definitely rewarding to sit down for months on end putting this document together. That's not just any document, it's basically your life and your child's life. It's the most important thing. So sitting down and face-to-face with somebody who is there to genuinely not only hear you, but actually action these things is definitely something that I'll always remember and take on with my own journey and advocacy and all that as well. So definitely beneficial.
So it was good, as well as writing a document, to go through that process of requesting to have a private submission and speak to a commissioner. Did you feel that your privacy was respected there as well?
Oh, extremely, yep. And that was made known from, you know, as soon as you, before you even entered the room, and knowing that it is fully private, anything that you've put in your own statement in terms of services or people is hidden. And yeah, privacy was definitely respected. And, you know, if there was something that was too heavy to talk about, even if I had written it down but couldn't speak it, that was respected as well. So it was really, really good. It wasn't scary at all. In my head it was, but you know, when I was there, it was definitely a safe space.
And what about in the time since? Has it been difficult, or have you been able to go, yep, that was important to do and I'm glad that's done?
Yeah, I think for me, knowing that when I was there after the submission, I was able to sit with a support person afterwards and, you know, just ask, you know, how did it go? And I felt extremely relieved in that moment, and even afterwards, it's kind of like I ticked that box off and I'm glad that I can look back and I actually done it, you know. So for me, I can only speak for my own journey. Definitely something that has built my own confidence, and knowing that I took it as far as I could with the system and making sure that, you know, my son's rights are being upheld.